Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once more for a Morning Mindset podcast. Thank you very much once again for joining me, for being here, for being a part of the Morning Mindset audience. Yes, indeed. It's a fantastic day. Let's go ahead and get it started. I was talking to a good friend of mine recently, and yes, I do that. I talk to people on the phone. Not just via text, via verbal communication. And he is a successful teacher and trainer. He has his own business. He's been running his own business for 20 years now. And he asked me how things were going with my business and out here. And I said, it's going fine. And people have asked me that, you know, when, especially the people that I knew before I started my own business, I find it strange that I'm kind of an open book. You know, my life is kind of an open book. If you want to know what's going on with Paul Markle or my businesses, you can listen to the shows, to the radio shows. You can watch the TV show. You can read the posts on our website and so forth. But still, people who I know will, I'll see them or they'll call me or I'll talk them on the phone. They're like, well, how's things going? Are you still doing the radio show? Or are you still... Yeah, I still am. And I laugh. I'm like, yeah, I still am. I'm still doing it. And they're like, oh, well, okay. Yeah. Well, how is that going? And they're digging, like, you know, are you a success? Is that successful for you? And yeah, I like to think it is. I've actually been working for myself now exclusively for 10 years or so. And I have a house to live in, and I have a car to drive, and I have food to eat. And, you know, we're not living in a ditch. So things must be going pretty well. Folks, I think a lot of people don't quite get it, and they don't quite understand what it takes to be a success. Now, this was not easy. There were times when I was a bit concerned that this venture, that this business venture was not going to succeed, and we were not going to be able to make the amount of money that we needed to make to pay the bills and the rent and the taxes and all of that stuff. Because everybody, when you have a small business, if you've never started a small business is liberating. A small business gives you the opportunity to be creative. It gives you the opportunity to control your own destiny. But it's also a mother Fletcher because you're the only one in the boat. You have to row the boat all by yourself. You know, when you work for another company that somebody else owns and is already established, you just go there, do your job, and leave. You don't care if the company makes their bottom line. You don't care if the company makes their payroll. Or, I mean, obviously you care if they make their payroll because that would affect you. But, you know, you don't care if the stockholders are unhappy because the profits weren't up this year. You don't care about any of that stuff. You just care about going there, doing your job, getting your paycheck, and going home. But then when you decide you're going to start your own business, that all changes. You have to be concerned with everything. And I was when I was talking to this particular friend, he said, you know, people, now that I am successful, and he said, now that, we do what we do successfully and we are an established company, he said, people behave and act as if it was easy or like it was just going to happen. He said someone made a comment the other day about him being an overnight success. And he laughed. He said, yeah, it only took me 10 years to become an overnight success. And it was funny, and I know why the person said that, because the person who made the comment didn't see everything that went into the establishment of the business. They didn't see all the pain and agony that went into deciding what was going to stay, what was going to go, you know, mortgages and loans and all and hardship and sacrifice. They don't see any of that. But that person, the person who made the comment, just recently discovered my friend and his company, and they're like, oh, wow, look at you. You know, you're like an overnight success. And he's like, yeah, yeah, it only took me, you know, 10 years or more of struggling and scraping and wondering whether or not I was going to make enough money to pay people and keep the lights on and all that. It only took that for me to become an overnight success. There's no really, and that is something that the younger generation is, there's this great deception going on in our world today with young people, and we're making them believe that you can become an overnight success. And that's how things work, you know, with the Dancing with the Stars, or not Dancing with Stars so much, I guess, but America's Got Talent and American Idol and all these other instant discovery. All you have to do is get on this show and sing for the judges or dance for the judges or do whatever, or get a viral video. You know, you got to get a viral video. And if you can get a viral video, you will be a success overnight. All of a sudden, everyone will like you. Everyone will care about you. Everyone will pay attention to you. All you need is that one big break. You don't need just one big break. You need a whole bunch of big, you need a whole bunch of breaks that you, and generally the breaks that you get are the ones that you made for yourself. And that is why people will say things like, oh man, you're like the ultimate overnight success story. And like, yeah, I sure am, because you just found out about me yesterday, but I've been doing this. I was doing this for 10 years before you found out about me. And I've been doing this for 10 years now. And I still find it funny when people will discover the show. I have a couple of different shows, not just Morning Mindset. Well, they'll discover my primary show, and they're like, oh, well, when did you start doing this? Like 10 years ago. Where, I don't know where you were, but I was here slugging away, getting things done. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be successful, if you plan to be on the road to success, or let's say you're only a year or two into your own business venture, maybe you're only 6 months into your own personal business venture. Now, if you're only 6 months in, you probably still have a lot of excitement. If you just started a small business 6 months ago, you probably haven't run out of capital yet, and you're probably still pretty excited about getting up every day and doing it. And then a year goes by, and 2 years go by, and eventually you make it a habit, but if you do things right, you can be a success. But I don't want you to get frustrated. Now, you're going to. There's going to be some frustration. There's going to be some doubt in your mind. But understand this, that you shouldn't actually expect to be a solvent, you know, in the red or in the black, not in the red, in the black business in a year or two or three. It takes a long time. to get established, to get customers, to get people to understand where you are and who you are, and that you're a valuable commodity and that they should support you. That all takes time. So, the whole overnight success thing is that's something from TV or Hollywood or what have you. It's not really reality. It's not reality in at least the world that I live in. So, are you a 10-year success? Are you an overnight success, or did it take you 10 years? Yeah. I guess you could say, we'll call this show today a 10-year overnight success. How's that sound? Sound good to you guys? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me for another Morning Mindset. I truly appreciate it, and I will talk to you again. I'm your host, Paul Markle. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.